If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Tonight,
I just feel so bad.
Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke out with COVID. Is she the only one?
And it's so overwhelming.
Then Angelina Jolie's date night with The Weeknd.
Congratulations.
And Ben and J-Lo's Manhattan makeout. Plus, Will Smith opens up about his open marriage.
And I think it could feel weird for people.
And Harry and Meghan behind the scenes of the star-studded Global Citizen concert. Why the royals are getting major backlash today. Then, couples on the red carpet, the Tony Awards date night surprises.
Absolutely, I'll be watching.
And we're cooking up an E.T. exclusive with Trisha Yearwood.
E.T. starts right now.
Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight, coming to you from the spectacular Academy Museum of Motion Pictures.
This will be a must-see destination. Yeah. And by the way, we are standing on the Dolby Family Terrace. You may remember her performed right here on Oscar
night.
She
did.
This sits atop the soon-to-be iconic 45,000-square-foot Sphere building, which houses the 1,000-seat David Geffen Theater.
So
now,
good.
We're going to give you a tour of this place. It is epic.
Let's start tonight, though, with a Dancing with the Stars nightmare for Cheryl Burke, diagnosed with COVID 1 week into the new season.
I have really bad news. I have COVID. I'm fully vaccinated. I just hope I didn't spread it. I have to quarantine for 10 days.
That means Cheryl is out for at least the next two shows, leaving the fate of partner Cody Rigsby in the air.
I feel so bad for Cody. I feel like I'm letting him down. This show's tomorrow.
Cody was likely exposed to the virus because the two spent Saturday in rehearsals.
We need to stay in this competition as long as possible.
But thankfully, Cody tested negative. He is fully vaccinated and already had COVID back in February.
I have never been more sick in my life.
So how will all this play out tonight? It's still anyone's guess, including Cody, who posted this message to fans.
First and foremost, I want to send all my love and healing energy to Miss Cheryl Burke. The competition of Dancing with the Stars must go on. I will be competing. How is to be determined, so stay tuned.
We love you. Go catch that flight. You got to go teach a class, right?
Yes, I will be on the bike tomorrow.
Unlike last season, this current cast was not required to remain in isolation. Cheryl and Cody had been commuting to New York City for rehearsals so he could teach Peloton. No word yet on if the show may now change the rules.
Don't you guys have to be in the quarantine bubble? How are you going to fly back and forth and teach these classes?
I don't know anything about that. So I really don't know. I don't know what the protocols are.
Look, it's happening.
Okay. I've been told everything is good to go.
Everything, Cody? I guess we will find out in the ballroom tonight. All right, now to two-time Oscar recipient Angelina Jolie and her weekend plans. That's up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
Take my breath! How you doing? Congratulations.
8:02 Saturday night, The Weeknd arrived to Hollywood hotspot Giorgio Baldi. Angelina showed up 5 minutes later. An eyewitness tells ET they had a 2.5-hour dinner in a private area and seemed pretty relaxed. This is the third time these two have hung out. They dined at the same restaurant back in June. Afterwards, Angie hopped into The Weeknd's black SUV and they rode off together.
Excuse me.
No word if these two are a new couple or just in talks for a new project together. But this pair, Will and Jada, both work and play together. And today, Will is giving us new insight into their 23-year union. In the new issue of GQ, out October 19th, Will explains Jada never believed in conventional marriage, and at some point their relationship stopped being monogamous. But they have given each other trust and freedom.
We ride together.
We die together.
Bad marriage for life.
Will details the many ups and downs of their relationship. Jada didn't want a traditional wedding ceremony, but gave in to his pressure. The family's 256-acre compound, which we visited in April, Will had to talk Jada into it. She was dead set against purchasing it, and something like that can lead to a mortgage of misery.
There is something magical about this place that you've built.
He wanted all his kids to be able to live here forever.
Listen, happy birthday.
Oh, and if you're wondering why Will was very noticeably absent from Jada's surprise 50th birthday celebration, well, he'd spent 3 years planning her 40th bash, complete with a documentary he commissioned about her life. That event ended with a huge fight at the end of the night because she thought it was a disgusting display of ego. After admitting the two give each other unconditional support, Will concludes, "Marriage for us can't be a prison." And news today, R. Kelly faces decades in prison after a Brooklyn jury found him guilty of all 9 counts of sex trafficking and racketeering. This ends a 6-week trial that's been filled with graphic and disturbing testimony from more than 50 witnesses. The singer will be sentenced on May 4th. Now to Harry and Meghan in Central Park. ET has this exclusive video of the couple backstage. The Sussexes wore masks and held hands after making their first big post-Megxit appearance at the Global Citizen Live concert.
My wife and I believe that where you're born should not dictate your ability to survive.
Especially when the treatments exist to keep you safe.
After the event, Meghan paid tribute to Harry's late mother, carrying this $5,000 Christian Dior Lady Delight bag, which was named after the Princess of Wales herself. Harry, meanwhile, was spotted with a microphone wire sticking out of his pocket during a visit to Harlem, fueling speculation that the couple was filming their New York trip as part of their big Netflix deal. All this as the couple faces new backlash online. Critics point out that the event called for action to halt climate change. And Harry and Meghan, well, they skipped commercial flights and traveled to and from New York City in a not very fuel-efficient private jet. Now to another big moment in Manhattan, Bennifer's makeout session.
I guess you could say, I don't know, I got love on the brain.
J-Lo was spotted out with Ben the day after her Global Citizen Live tour de force. The couple looked like teenagers enjoying the city, kissing and laughing and not caring at all who saw them. But every touch is la-la-la. Shawn Mendes and girlfriend Camila Cabello also looked loved up, kissing on stage during Senorita and holding hands as they left the event. Bridget Moynihan, a longtime Global Citizen supporter, gave us a Sex and the City update. She played Big's second wife in the series and is back for HBO Max's And Just Like That.
Seeing the girls coming down that Soho Street in those costumes with the hair. Oh my God, it's back. I'm so happy they asked me to come back.
Of course, E.T. covered the big event coast to coast. In L.A., our Cassie DeLaura was on the red carpet with all the stars, including Chloe and Halle Bailey.
So you had tears rolling down your face. What was going through your mind on stage?
I just got really emotional because there's so many beautiful beings, including my sister, who just surround me with love.
Halle gave us an update on The Little Mermaid's live-action remake.
It really felt like a magical world that I was living in for 9 months.
Back to New York now, it was date night at the Tonys. Performer John Legend with his glittery girl, Chrissy Teigen, who just revealed she's 70 days sober.
The first time nominee, how does it feel?
It's a huge honor.
Tom Hiddleston had another first, his red carpet debut with former co-star turned girlfriend, Zoe Ashton. Jake Gyllenhaal, in all pink, posed separately from his lady, 25-year-old model Jean Cajou. They've been dating since 2018, but this is their first public event together.
And to the other nominees, tough bananas, I won.
Ah! I'm here for my reward, okay?
David Alan Greer celebrated solo, while CBS's Broadway Back special host, Leslie Odom Jr., was smooching and leaning on wife Nicolette.
Have you been running your lines for tonight with your lovely lady?
Like crazy.
How's
like
he doing?
You wouldn't believe.
It's going to be amazing.
And my daughter's here tonight as well presenting.
This Is Us star Ron Cephas-Jones is excited for daughter Jasmine to marry her Hamilton co-star, Anthony Ramos.
I feel like you could be intimidating meeting this papa for
time. No, he came proper and properly asked for my daughter's hand. So he did it right. He did it right. He's a class act. I love him dearly.
Matthew Morrison was without wife Renee, who stayed home with the kids, including infant daughter Phoenix.
What is it like being a papa of two now?
You know, they say one is one, two is like 20. It's a little intense. Children are our greatest teachers, and I'm definitely learning a lot of patience.
It is in the first page of the parent's handbook. Learn patience. Now to another show that promises Olympic-sized action.
It's very high-packed energy, pop concert gymnastics spectacular.
Only ET's with Simone Biles behind the scenes of the GOAT Tour.
It's something you don't want to miss.
Then.
We are actually baking something that doesn't bake. Woo. It's an ET exclusive.
In the kitchen with Trisha Yearwood, gushing over Garth.
He's the best. He's the keeper.
But first, tonight on CBS, Bob Hart's Abishola's Big Wedding episode, and only ET can take you inside their Nigerian I do's.
I think the fans are going to see the joy and of that ceremony. It was tremendous.
This is more beautiful than I could have ever imagined.
They did an amazing job, down to the colors, the textures.
Other than my dancing. Otherwise, everything was great.
He's actually a really good dancer.
It's terrible.
He doesn't think so, but he is. He catches on really good.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are nervous. It's normal, you know. It's good to be nervous.
Simone Biles has been giving fans a glimpse inside her competitive mind in Simone versus Herself on Facebook Watch. Part one of the finale is streaming now.
I cannot wait to watch that. Meanwhile, ET is exclusively with Simone and the GOATs of women gymnastics. And you know, we had to send our girl Kelty Knight because she is in her element right now. Hey, Kel.
That's right, guys. I am flipping out because we're with Simone Biles and Jordan Child.
And we're ready to hit the floor.
Truly the greatest of all time, Simone Biles.
I think a lot of people didn't understand gymnastics like the twisties. Is there any worry that when you guys get brutally exhausted after 35 dates on this, that same thing can pop up?
It can happen anytime. Obviously, I'm not twisting on tour, so it can't happen. So thank God. But it just shows how much stress, anxiety, and pressure that is put on us and we put on ourselves whenever we go out onto those global scenes.
With 13-hour practices 5 days a week, these ladies have been working hard for the Athleta Presents Gold Over America 35 City Tour.
It's tumbling and there's dance and it's super, super cool.
How much more difficult is it to be in the spotlight in the complete dark, upside down, flipping on a beam that's this big?
We kind of have spotlights here and there to where we can kind of see the floor.
We ordered an ice bath. We're sleeping on a bus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Missing from the lineup, Suni Lee, who made her Dancing with the Stars debut last week, but her teammates were watching, including Mirrorball Trophy winner, Lori Hernandez.
Suni, word of advice, use chapstick for the blisters that are going to get all over your feet because of the heels. Do your best not to roll your ankles, but if it happens, just walk it out, girl.
When in doubt, walk it out. Well, now let's get to a perfect country couple in our eyes, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
Her beauty, her voice just gets better with time. It made me cry.
We're sharing Garth's sweet message to her as she shows us around her Nashville kitchen.
I'm making one of Garth's favorite dishes.
Then, Gaga, Hadley, Katie, and Orlando. All the fashion from the event even more star-studded than the Oscars. Plus, our private tour of the Academy Museum.
I'm so excited to see Dorothy's slippers.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Majestic Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. Now, you know this place was showered with stars for its inaugural gala, with this spot transformed into a Hollywood runway.
Applause, applause, applause.
Gaga went glam in a black velvet Schiaparelli gown and powder blue stole, hanging with Cher and hugging a newly dark-haired Katy Perry. Katy, in black latex Louis Vuitton, was all smiles with fiancé Orlando Bloom. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union also made it a date night.
It's beautiful. You know, it's nice to have everyone's hard work over time, you know, be honored and celebrated.
So did Halle Berry and her man, Van Hunt. Black was a big trend on the green carpet and sparkles. Both Jennifer Hudson and Issa Rae rocked Alexander Vauthier, while Nicole Kidman was fire in a red sequin Rodarte dress, showing off her natural curls. Meg Ryan made a rare appearance, but the most talked about look of the night is 18-year-old Olivia Rodrigo in a revealing Saint Laurent number. The museum has been almost a decade in the making. Tom Hanks and Annette Bening were honored for helping make it happen.
Happy opening. How great is this? So thrilling.
It's iconic. It's legendary that a museum is open for films.
This houses masterpieces, both of the present and certainly of the past and of the future as well.
Tom, you are exactly right. This place is spectacular, and I'm going to give you a tour of what the stars saw. Let's start with Katy Perry. Her favorite thing of the night, this guy, Bruce the Shark from Jaws. Katy said, I wouldn't get in a pool at night because of old Brucey. Now, my buddy Bruce the Shark is the largest piece in this collection, but it also features the real E.T., the extraterrestrial from the Steven Spielberg film. How about some Star Wars flavor with C-3PO and R2-D2? Overall, this is just 300,000 square feet of cinematic deliciousness.
What's extraordinary about this museum is you fall in love with every aspect of filmmaking and every craft.
I'm so excited to see Dorothy's slippers.
Those ruby red slippers are right here, not too far from the costume Taron Egerton wore in the Elton John biopic Rocketman. This is the Director's Inspiration Gallery. It will honor different directors. But first up, the one and only Spike Lee. One of my favorite things is the Gucci outfit that Spike wore to the 2020 Oscars.
The museum opens to the public Thursday, and tickets are only available through advance reservations on the Academy Museum's website and mobile app.
I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
We've all dreamed of that moment, walking up on stage, accepting an Oscar, giving a speech. Well, now you can do it. Kinda. This is the Oscar experience, and it's an extra ticket at the museum, but let me show you why it's worth it. Come on. I'd like to thank, of course, my family, my wife, and my fans, all three of you out there. Oh, and I'd also like to thank my coworker, Rachel Smith, who's down in Nashville cooking up something with a country legend.
I am whipping up something delicious with my all-time fave, Miss Trisha Yearwood.
Thank you very much, Rachel. We are actually baking something that doesn't bake. Ooh. It's an ET exclusive.
Girl, that is so my speed. Trisha, 125 recipes in this cookbook. My gosh, 125?
Well, this is our fourth book. We've had usually about 125 in each book, and you don't want to skimp.
The 57-year-old's new cookbook, Trisha's Kitchen, is out tomorrow, and husband, Garth Brooks, wrote the foreword.
He did so good.
He gushed about you, and let me just read you a line from him. A good thing only gets better with time, and that is Miss Yearwood. Her beauty, her voice, her cooking just gets better with time. When you read that for the first time, what were you feeling?
Well, I had just written it. No, just kidding. He's the best. He's the keeper. She's in
love. Trisha and Garth are celebrating 15 years of marriage, and now she's inviting fans back into her home for a new season of Trisha's Southern Kitchen, Saturdays on Food Network.
Trisha!
And I couldn't come to Trisha's kitchen without having her show me a little something-something.
I am making one of Garth's favorite dishes. It's called a no-bake cookie. These are Janine's no-bakes in the new book. I got some cocoa, some sugar, I've got some milk, and some butter. So we're basically making a rich chocolate. Then we're going to add in some peanut butter, a little bit of vanilla, and some rolled oats. All right, here's the easy part.
Okay,
it's just as easy as a little dollop. It takes them about 25 minutes to set up.
Okay.
Garth doesn't usually let them sit that long, so.
Shocking.
They end up falling apart.
I'm so hungry now.
I could watch her cook in the kitchen all day.
You two have been exchanging recipes, haven't you, and Trisha?
Yeah, you know, she gave me her granddaddy's biscuit recipe. Mm. They are perfection. Perfection.
Why haven't I gotten one of her granddaddy's biscuits?
Well, see, what had happened was...
Don't try it. All right, coming up, Nick Cannon's double-decker ride explained.
Only we're behind the scenes of his daytime talk show surprise.
Why can't a brother get a biscuit?
I mean, just one. Just one biscuit.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
First time in 43 years.
I know, right?
Does Emilio Estefan come to the set that day?
No, hell no.
Okay. Ooh, find out what that's all about tomorrow. My very fun exclusive with the Estefans at the Red Table. Thank you so much to the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures for having us here today. This place is incredible.
You will have to come. I'll try and get you tickets to see if we can get you in. This place opens up September 30th. It's worth it. Go to the Academy's website or mobile app for more info on tickets.
Yeah, and we're going to leave you now with more from our Nick Cannon exclusive. Mm. So good this interview was. His talk show debuted today, and only we were behind the scenes of his big daytime surprise. Bye, everybody.
See y'all.
You guys deserve a break.
Nick surprised three nurses, a mom and her two daughters, who all work at the same hospital, with a day of pampering on his aptly titled Give Me a Break Bus.
This is the coolest part about having your own show and having the ability to do stuff like, it's not about me. You could just shine a light on the true good in the world.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.